I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. Much of our coronavirus coverage has been dedicated to updates from health and government officials. We're also working to reach out to the community, including local restaurants. On Tuesday, March 17th, Governor Roy Cooper issued an executive order to close sit-down service at restaurants and bars across the state, which forced many to close here in Western North Carolina. But some are working to stay open, including a sandwich shop down the street from the station where we've been checking in.
Good morning. Thank you for calling LaRose.
It's a Thursday morning in a very different downtown Asheville, 2 days after the governor announced the end of restaurant dine-in service.
All right. Order for delivery. Can I get a phone number?
Nicholas Von Eller is manning the counter at Loretta's Cafe and Catering, a staple on North Lexington, known for their soups and piled high sandwiches on homemade bread.
Got it. And what can we get for you?
And walls filled with tchotchkes.
Well, we're only on day two, and it's still just a tad bit early to call it for today. Yesterday, we did about decent. We did more deliveries than we normally did, but it's the only option we have, so.
Longtime employee Terry Wiggins was packing to-go orders. She says she's thankful to still have a job, but has mixed feelings about it all.
Yeah. I go back and forth about being excited about being here and serving the public. Part of me would rather be home because, as most people, I'm slightly frightened, and I think you should be. And so because of that, I've been, you know, incredibly precautious about how I handle things and, you know.
The staff here at Loretta's is taking it day by day, hoping to drum up enough business to make it through the long haul.
Two peanut butter, a chocolate, and an oatmeal raisin. You got it. And those are on the
counter. I honestly don't remember the last time I've seen things this quiet. I would ask that everyone try to keep a cool head and come get a sandwich.
Next door is a different story.
We are closed. We closed a couple days ago.
That's Rosetta Starr with Rosetta's Kitchen, a popular vegetarian restaurant and a staple among locals.
We made that choice because we were already hemorrhaging financially so fast that it felt like the safest way to keep any cash reserves and pay the things that we already owed while also getting our staff some, hopefully, security through unemployment.
Starr has opened up the restaurant space as a storage facility for food donations. And when asked about reopening,
we very much hope so. But we don't see a clear map right now. You know, what I've told others is, like, I've got my guiding stars, I've got my compass set, but I have no idea the map.
The next day, we checked back in with the crew at Loretta's. The air felt heavier, and you could see the stress on Nick Von Eller's face as he worked to crack a smile.
You all right?
Yeah, we're all right. I think everybody's finally tired and stressed to the point to where it's starting to show.
How did Thursday go?
It went about the same as Wednesday. We had, I would say, all things considered, maybe slow to steady business up until about 2, and then it just died off. So nothing too drastically different from the day before.
Have you had to cut down on staff at this point?
We have laid off a few of our employees so they can go and file for unemployment.
What are your thoughts going forward? You're going to be here on Monday?
We do not know. Once again, we're doing it day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, edict by edict. We're trying to stay positive and, you know, treat this new unreality with the respect it deserves.
And we checked back in on Monday and found this sign on Loretta's website. Greetings, fellow sandwich lovers. After some deliberation, we've decided that sandwiches are not essential. It came as a shock. We'll be closed until ... We'll let you know as soon as we're up and running again. In the meantime, we'll be worshiping sandwiches at home and hope you will too.
Good morning. Thank you for calling LaRose.
I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.
All right, order for delivery. Can I get a phone number?